Okay. So Rabbi Yisai. Hilchos Shabbos, in general, halacha in general, is something where sometimes we have clarity, sometimes we don't have clarity, sometimes we have a feeling that, okay, I'm not so clear, I'll be machmer. I'm just going to start with a quote to Vod. Vod in Tehillim. Says, Asher kol yivei Hashem olelus v'yocho, yegiya kapecho kisoy chelashrecho v'toy v'loch. And I saw in Chulim, says a beautiful pshat in this passage. He says, sometimes that somebody has a sophic, if something is mutter or otter, he says. So, he's afraid. So he throws out the food. That's called Asher kol yivei Hashem. Yivei Hashem. Look to my show. But if the person goes to this medrash, and he learns it through, and he asks, and he figures it out, and then he's mastered it, and he eats it, that's called Yigia Kapecha Kiseicha L'Asherecha L'Tayimu, he says. That's much better, he says, because he says, Yeshem Ayli Yeseya, Hanim Shem Yageya Atzumui V'Kapo, Lutzei Hefer L'Tzveikoi, Atzah Oichlo. He says, he has two elements, Asherecha B'Elam Hazeh, Tavah Poyim Aboy, got some of the Shalom, and also, he would be again asked to tell you that everyone was over in one book. So let's try tonight. We're going to speak tonight about Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos, but only a very specific part of Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos, which is the part of heating up cold foods. Right? Heating up cold foods by doing it in various ways, adding things to hot liquids, making tea on Shabbos, moving pots around over the fire. When is it also, what is the mutter and how? We always have a single tension with him, Mitzadecho, that I want to be able to get into the Yisraelis and start training, get to some Alachol Nice. We're going to try to get to at least some of the Alachol Nice tonight, most of whatever was on the page there, and we'll see how far we can get. So, Nice is a new Kudah, the Chash Bishul, the Shabbos, which is on the Loch of the Yais, obviously. And I think the first question tonight, in the longest, and that will help us with all the Shabbos, will be, what is the definition? Is there a precise definition of Bishul B'Shabbos? Because if we can get ourselves a precise definition of Bishul B'Shabbos, it's going to help us with all of these Shailos without a doubt. Okay, that's what we're going to try to do. Okay. What is Bishul? Is Bishul heating up the foods? Is it what we call in English cooking? Is that what Bishul is? So we're going to find out that these are not such simple definitions. And we want to know what it is in that position. So I want to start, as usual, with the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos. Afmemah Mizbeish Shekhan says, Ton Rabbonah, Mischavim Odom Keneged Hameduro, V'yoyte Mishkatef B'tzoyna. A person can warm up opposite the fireplace, and then go and rinse in cold water. But what he can't do is the opposite. To go rinse in cold water and then warm himself up opposite the fire, it's a problem because the water that's on him is going to get warmed up. Okay, this is like Doma, one brisa, another brisa. It's all about maybe Odom Kitzim Shomayim, Menicha Kenegid Hameduro, you can take a jug of water and put it opposite the fireplace. Bishvil Shetopik Tinotam, you're putting it there because you want it to get warmer instead of being so cold. You hear that? We're talking Shabbos again. You're taking cold water and putting it opposite the fire because you want it to warm up. Have you done that? Mevio Isha Pachshol Shemen. A woman can take a jug of oil, or when you chosek an egg down the duda. Loi Bishvil Sheyivashel, or Bishvil Sheyivashel. Not in order to cook it, but in order to warm it. A woman can smear oil on her hand and heat it up opposite the fire. The socha will not cost them. In other words, she wants to need, you know, hottish oil to be able to smear it on the baby. And the chishashas. Yeah? Don't worry about it. Okay. And here the Gemara has a shayla. Gemara asks, Shemen Ma'u Tanakam. Here we found that Shemen is mutter, according to Shemen Gamliel, to heat it up, heat off the Shemen, and smear it on the baby. Now, what about the Tanakam? He didn't say anything about oil. What does he hold? Rabbi Gadish of Amit Tanavayu Lante. Rabbi Gadish of Mose, that the Tanakam was not the same thing as the reader was with oil. Why? Shemen, Avafi Shahayatsui Leathersboy, you can make oil up to the level of Yatsui Leathersboy, which always is a very, very crucial point of heat in Shabbos. You can have it Yatsui Leathersboy, and it's still mutter. And why is it mutter? Because Sova Tanakamo, Shemen, Imber Mishon Bishol. There's no Bishol on Shabbos. Okay? So he will find the first curious point. Right? We have all kinds of young things with water first. But then we find there that Yehuda says you can heat up oil to a certain point. And here comes Avraham Avinu and says you can heat up oil to whatever level of heat you want to. There's no bishul on Shabbat. This is a very curious statement. What does that mean? Right? No matter what chayyur, however you would assume that the translation or the definition of bishul goes, you think it has to do with either degree of heat or whatever we call cooking. You can do whatever you want. But oil doesn't get cooked. Really? What does that mean? So this is a very, this is not a Chappelle also. In other words, again, you can't allow to cook water on Shabbos, but you're allowed to cook oil on Shabbos for some reason. That's not the halacha, by the way, I don't want to stress. But the halacha is Shabbos Yeshua Mishum Bishol. But either way, again, the Tanakama holds that has no Bishol. Why is that? What could possibly be the grounds for this? Now in Shabira, just moving right along, the Simashin Chesed Kotel on the test, and Shabira says as follows. He says, tea. Tea, he goes to tea. He says tea, poshut b'poisim, that tea yesh for mishum bishul, which means tea is something which is shayach to cooking. Not only shayach to cooking, but mezid yesh for yisus kilo, the cooking tea of chato, and you have to be very careful, he says, not to cook tea on Shabbos. Okay? What is that? I mean, you're taking a raw thing, it needs to be cooked, never was cooked, cooking it on Shabbos, you just cook something on Shabbos. What? Tea? And Moshe was asked by that shayla. Moshe, this is a chelik based on Tehei, he asked the shayla. The tea is, they write it, somebody wrote a shayla, he says, listen, this is what I found out. He says, you take the tea leaves, and the tea leaves are actually, before they're put into the tea bags, he says, they're dried in the oven. So the shayla was asked to Moshe, why shouldn't we say that actually the tea leaves were previously cooked, and something was previously cooked, in or baked or whatever in the oven, why shouldn't we say ein bishulat habishul, which means whatever you're doing with the tea leaves afterwards has no significance because it was previously already cooked, and therefore we should do the chatchila matir to cook the tea on Shabbos in a cup of our water. What should be the problem? This was, I think, a very fair question on the Rebbe. What is there a problem, the question was asked, to cook tea leaves on Shabbos the way we have them on our tea bags? And Moshe answers, first of all, he says, I'm not sure what you're saying, he says, because in the best case scenario, even if you're right, he says, but what we could say is that maybe you could say that the tea was baked, the tea was roasted, the tea was not cooked, and therefore, yesh bishul achar afir, after something is baked, it can still be cooked, and the fact that it was baked previously has no bearing on the question. Toasted, roasted, whatever you want to call it. These things are not, they don't make an English or Lachabishal. And so the only thing that's called English or Lachabishal is just cooked, and cooked is something that was done in the liquid. But he says, let's say there's an English or Lachabishal. Let's take your assumption, he says to the scene. Let's say there is no Bishal Lachabishal. If you're asking me, how is it that there's an issue with cooking the tea that's in the tea bags? So he says, I say, Rabbi Yishai says, that it's not called any kind of afiyah at all. Baking the tea leaves in the oven is not actually baking them altogether. He says, they're not being baked. Why is that? He says, listen to these words, and they're very important. Inyan afiyah u'bishah. The idea of baking or cooking. Utsli. What does it mean, all these things? What do all these things mean? Hu sheyase zeh shiyuri v'hadover. It says, a change should be made to the thing. As good on this side. Because this is the Yisrael, that there's no end to the amount of sources for this all through Masechet Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Not only all through Hilchos Bishul and Masechet Shabbos, all through the Shabbos and all the Malachim of Shabbos. What does he say? Point. He says, Bishul means to make a change in the object. All through Hilchos Shabbos, you'll find Melechet Shabbos is something that not only is an act, but it's an accomplishment. In Yiddish, the nishmor geton or oiv geton. Which means, not only doing, but accomplishing. Some change was made to the object. To do something can look for that, but doesn't change the object, it's never going to be a halacha d'oraisa. Sometimes you can say mechzi, it looks like this, it looks like that, and sometimes it'll be also the rabbanim because not everybody is familiar with the inner workings of what's going on, and the outside looks the same. Turns out, but it has to be something. In order for it to be bishul, there needs to be a shinui behadover. And what does Raya say? Raya is the Gemara we just saw. He says, how is there man omar who holds that oil, even if you have the leather, but there is no bishul because bishul does not apply to oil. How is that? He says, what does that mean? He says, what is it more than Yafti Levensburg? Yafti Levensburg is the share of bishul. How is it that there can be a manoma who holds there's no bishul in oil? Musa Zaini says, because warming on its own is not what bishul is. Warming is a means to bishul. But warming in and of itself is not bishul per se. Rather, when that heat is applied to something, which therefore makes some change to the composition of whatever it is that's being dealt with there. So he says, that malama holds, that oil, nothing is done by just heating it up. And therefore, everybody should be sure because, according to that malama, whatever accomplishment we're looking for, which is a heated or processed object, is not happening to oil. For whatever reason, I guess we hold that oil basically stays the same oil before and after, and you know, when you heat it up more, the only change you're going to make is to basically burn it and ruin it and make it rancid, and you can't use it anymore. But otherwise, oil is oil. So there's no bishul according to that mandoma. The mandoma holds all that bishul, he says. He holds it, holds that bishul. Whatever it is, the bishul is not worried now about what the machlekes is as far as Allah is concerned. He's more interested in knowing there is a mandoma that holds there's no bishul in Shannon. Why is that? Shat is, let's learn this concerning the bishul right now. He says, the Zayyashul Meilah from Moshe Roshan, we can learn out over here that just because something was dried in the oven, it didn't become something different than it was before, and therefore then the Tiapshus is not bishul. And Moshe says, I don't know. This is key, because I'm going to be honest with you, not very sad. I'm not sure, honestly, in this particular case, why Moshe says, there's no change, it's all the same, you dried it out, it's all the same. But Moshe says, I don't promise that. I don't promise something like this. What you want to do, he says, is you want to tell me that whatever could be done with team leaders is already done, and the Kaaba Hall, whatever you're going to do with bringing down water is irrelevant. But I don't know. Hayanam Lenucha Leida says, you cannot. I don't know. He says, I don't know whether actually whatever it is that you dried out the leaves, besides being dry instead of moist, is that some significant change in the object tonight? I don't know what Misha says. And even though the Rambam says that generally that when you soften something hard or harden something soft, that's called mavasha. And that's the Rambam. I'm going to just read a tiny part of the Lashon where he says, Kloy Shaldova, the Rambam says. This is the Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes Halacha. Kloy Shaldova. Ben Sheripo Guf Kosher Beish, whether you soften something hard by means of fire. Ben Shehik Sheguf Rach. Or you harden a soft thing by means of fire, hareza chayiv mishum avasha. Notice Dr. Moshe. Why is that not the case here? You took moist tea leaves and you made them dry. Now they're hot. He says, I don't know if that's called hardening a soft thing, because even after it's dry, it's not a hard thing. Again, I'm not concerned right now that Moshe is talking about the tea leaves some other day. But the point that Moshe is making is very clear, and that's the point that we need for the rest of our tonight, which is, did you actually accomplish a significant change in the object by means of treating it with heat? Right? You practice something by heat, and therefore, next, there needs to be something else here, which is, there's an accomplishment of the Guf Hadova, it changed. Right? So you need to either, you know, change the Guf Hadova by hardening it in fire. For example, what happens in baking, which is basically you're taking something soft and hardening it, or you're softening something in fire, like most cooking works, almost all cooking, you're softening something by means of fire, but also changing the quality of the object, changing it in nature, right? That's, I mean, softening, hardening, in a way that actually changes the nature of the thing. Chazanish also says, Shinui teva hamaychu v'tzurosoi, changing the nature and form of the food. That's included in mevasha, which means, again, the definition of cooking is not heating, but changing the form of something by means of heat. And that's the important part that we need right now. So bishul, we have to keep this in our minds. Bishul is about changing the form of an object, the nature of an object, by means of fire. And like I said, you know, I could have done it for the better than that brief sentence of the Chazal. Boom, what's the bishul? Shini teva hamaych and mitzurosli ayinei esh. That's what it is. This brings us to a very simple and clear question, which may have been occurring to some people here now, which is, okay, what about water? What about water? By cooking water, does water change in nature because you cooked it? And the truth is, that's a very important question, and it's going to make differences in the halacha, that question. For now, I'm just going to repeat the Ezra Yuel, Ezra's one of the Rishonim, obviously, and he says, okay, based on the Talmud Beis, he says, what's going on? He has a Bikasha also. He says, Bishul Akum, we know is also, but Bishul Akum of something that the Etzem is not necessary to cook, because you can eat it just as well raw, doesn't apply. And therefore, even if a guy cooks water, it's still most of it because it's Zoma Nechel Chai. Right? So he says, what's going on? How's Bishul Mayim, the Shabbos of the Locha, the Reif, the Kula Alma? He says, I don't understand. Did you change the water by cooking it? Isn't that the whole idea of the fact that we have, you know, Nechel Chai? It basically is the same, cooked or raw. Why is it that there's a walk on Shabbos? He said a cryptic thing, which is, Mishum de Bishuli Akum Drabonon, says Bishuli Akum Drabonon, today we'll make them. But now the Gabi Shabbos, there's no difference in Gabi Shabbos. In other words, he says, actually, there is a change in the nature of the water, but they will make them anyway in Bishuli Akum. What is he saying over here? What he seems to be saying is, that hot water, the etzim, creates a different nature in terms of the fact that there are so many different uses for water, when the water is hot, that are not there when the water is cold. This is what he basically is saying. Therefore he says that's called Shina HaHefer, and that's called Bishul Dariyaisa, but somehow they were Mako and Bishul Akum, despite the fact that some new uses are being created for the water by means of the heat, but they were Mako anyway. In Bishul Akum, even though it's best in Bishul. Okay, that's something to think about. I want to put that on the slide because we're going to get some differences packing between Bishul of water and other liquids compared to the Bishul of harder substances or drier substances. Anyway, let's get out the bottom line so far, which is Bishul is not Haich heating something up. That's not enough to explain what Bishul is. Bishul has to be real cooking. And cooking in terms of the fact that something which before was raw is now cooked. Something that was of raw nature was changed to nature. And it has to be a significant change in either in the body of the object itself, or I guess in a significant way in the uses which are now possible with this based on the cooking, quote unquote, that was done here, and which is what defines it as cooking, as opposed to just plain heating something to a specific temperature. Okay. So, once we understand that cooking means to change the texture, nature, etc., of the thing, soften or harden or whatever it is, so let's say you heated up something which was already cooked. Right? Take something which was already cooked. Whatever nature is going to be changed by means of the cooking was done. You cooked it. Now you take this cooked object and heat it up. Are you changing it now? Clearly not. So that's not visual. Therefore, let's say there's a matter where, let's say you have to heat up something quickly. On Shabbos you have a kugel which is in the fridge. It wasn't heated up, but you forgot that you have guests, and now you're going to have this cold water. You can't serve it cold. What are you going to do? Let's say you forgot to take your challah out of the freezer. What are you going to do with it? Right? So, since these are things which already will cook, so you're not changing at all the nature of this thing now, because whatever nature had to be changed was already done. What do you have to do now? What's left? Nothing. Just to heat it up. Heating up Yosef clearly is not cooking. Cooking needs to be something that's going to make a change which wasn't there before. And therefore, to put it on top of a pot that you're sitting on the fire, and now it becomes red hot, as hot as you want it to, it's mutar l'chatchila, it's no problem at all. Right? It's no problem altogether. And why is that? It's because you're not changing it from raw to cooked, or from hard to soft, or soft to hard, or anything else, because all that was previously done prior to this situation. And therefore, it's just like shemen, according to the Tana Kama, which we saw. Shemen is not shayach to bishul. So this is also shemen, as far as we're concerned. Now, shemen wasn't shayach to bishul because shemen was essentially not shayach to bishul. These are not things that are not shayach to bishul. Koko and challah and things are shayach to bishul, or whatever it is, the case may be. It just happened to be dealing with some such food, which already it has been done to. So therefore, you turned it into a shemen type of idea, right?
Why
are
we putting it on the
pot,
but right on the
board? Oh, they'll deal with that in a second. Right?
Back in the
rubs, watch. Yeah.
You also mentioned
the bread, which is tortilla. Yeah. They'll get also. So, first, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Another Mishnah. Let's go to another Mishnah. This is the Mishnah in Shabbos. Kuf Memhem and Beth. Kol Shebo Bechamim, the Erev Shabbos. Anything that was in boiling water on Erev Shabbos Rashi at Shannon's Bashel was cooked in hot water ready before Shabbos. Show your noise to the Chavim of Shabbos. Now you can put it back in the hot water on Shabbos. As they state in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. What's the Pshat? Again, this was already cooked in advance of Shabbos, and therefore on Shabbos it's water. This is the famous cloud of Ein Bishul Achabishul. There's no cooking after cooking. Why? That is a culture? No. It's chlor poshut as could be, and we're understanding it based on everything we just went through. It's chlor as von chutim, which is again, what's the type of mishul? Mishul means to treat something by fire and change its nature. It was done already. Too late. Can't do that anymore. It was done already. Right? So that's the word of emishul achabishul, and that is lahalocha ulamaisa. Emishul achabishul, and therefore it's mutter. But it's not only a halocha, Rabbi, it's not only a halocha that ain't bishul achabishul in the longest. It's a metzias, ain't bishul achabishul. You can't cook something that's already cooked, because it is cooked. And cooking means to turn something from raw to cook. You already turned it raw to cook. You can't do that again. Therefore, based on the metzias, that's how we have this halocha of ain't bishul achabishul. And therefore, the second bishul, quote unquote, is not a bishul. It's chimum, not bishul. It's warming, it's not cooking, and it cannot be cooking because by fact, as a matter of fact, it can't be cooked. It wasn't ready to cook. This is a ritual. I want to read the words of the ritual. Basically, it puts us down. We're getting the basic insight. The ritual is the Shabbos Mem of the Beis, and he says as follows. He says, we learn from our sugya. Shekol dovah she'im b'mishum bishul mutter l'hochim oisei k'negen hamadura. This is Rabbi Abraham, I'm going to get to your point. Right? Anything that has no bishul to it, you can warm it opposite the fire, k'neged hamadura, opposite the fire. V'afilu b'chdei shayatzil adizba, even in a very hot place, which is going to make the food very hot. Kida habesherinon b'shemen v'tanakamo, the sova shemen v'shemen, just like when Master Shemen according to Tanakamo. Because it doesn't have any bishul, me'ato, he says, based on that, accordingly, called all the shumavushul kvar, and then maybe shum bishul, after it came, whatever's already called, it doesn't have any more point of bishul afterwards, and he brings an example which seems to, that was very well known to the Rishayim, it was called infanabis, which is some sort of a kugel which was fully cooked before Shabbos taken, or any other kind of tapsul, he says, mutu l'chavle k'neged amadurya. So this is, again, the idea of eating bishul, acha bishul, is mutter l'chatchila. Right? This is a psak halacha in Shulchan Aruch, where Rabbi says, in Shin Yufchad, see, Dalit states as a dover, shen is bashel, kvar, something which was already cooked. V'hu yovish, and it's dry, key point there, mutter l'shroyseh b'chamen b'shabbos. You can put it in a hot water on Shabbos, like the Dalit and Sif Kazvah, Ovish and Basel called Torah, who yoga, something from the cook, and dry, Mutala Anicha Kenegan Amaduro, a field of the Mokin Shayatu Lemon. This is Shulchan Aruch, straight reflecting light off of the Gemara Rishayna that we just saw. That's mutal lechatchila, take a piece of chicken, take a kugel, whatever, and put it on a pot and put it near the fire. Oh, it's from the Shabbos. Again, we find connected on Maduro, you know, what's the problem? You're just putting it on the fire, right? Take a pot, put it in, and put it right onto the fire on Shabbos. What's the problem? So the truth, it's not this, right? The truth is, it's a gewaldige Shabbos. It's a very, very fair question. But the Makor is that it says, show you know it's a Bechamim on the Shabbos, the Mishnah says. It's soaked in hot water on Shabbos, but it doesn't say that you can put it on the fire. And in this video, it's Mazda that the reason is, that Mutal Lechamim Kenegan Amadud Avaloi Al-Gabi Kiro Afal Pishi Gufok Sumo in my Tash and Sen, if you have a cold thing, even though there's no coals in the oven, so therefore you can't worry about dealing with the fire in ways you're not allowed to on Shabbos, but it's also Melpunei Shadmira Kimabasha, it looks like Mabasha. Which is, you know, like I was on earlier when I said, sometimes there are vulnerable us or something that looks like something, because again, not everybody is walking the Kirte or even what's going on the inside internally. But the truth is, as if, what you just said, we just said it like this. There would be no problem even taking it and putting it in a pot and putting it right on the fire. Right? Whatever we in English would call cooking. Yeah, but it's not cooking, because it's a cooked thing. Finish, finally, you put it right on the fire. Why don't you put it on the fire? It's also with the Rabbanon. It's also with the Rabbanon what? Because Bishul, the Rabbanon, and Bishul. It's mechnik of Mavashul. It looks like Mavashul, which inherently is saying when something looks like something, it isn't that. Right? So it's not Bishul. And even though it was already cooked, but when you're putting it onto the fire, something that was on the fire, now it was off, even though it has no shot of Bishul, but it looks like Bishul.
Is there Marathion?
It's not serious to Marasayan, because these are not serious to Marasayan, it comes from the Rabbanon, it comes from the Rabbanon, it was a message from Marasayan, it's actually doing better than nothing more at all. It's just someone is going to make a mistake and think something about what you're doing. When we have these found a lot of messages, we can do some messages to that, it's actually Rabbanon, it has to be these in the Rabbanon, it's a lot of
the black, share the family.
What?
The black.
The black takes care of you for Ketumah. Right? Black. Takes care of goof of tumor. Or a black goes in, it covers the fire. And
so
therefore, you can't. Right? You can't. At least not on the
black
over the fire, right?
But you could,
but
now.
A different place. Yeah. That's connected, right? No, that's connected, right? But not always. In other words, it has to be further away.
It's not always, though, you think.
Depends where,
right?
In other words, I can't do it. That only that's called Kira Gufak Tuma. Kira Gufak Tuma, that's exactly what the Ritz was addressing when he says, don't do that. Right? Basically, it has to be done in a way and in a place that you would never do it if you were actually cooking anything. So, in other words, the places around the fire which are still shy of conditional because they're boiling hot basically almost as much as the fire itself. But once you get past that ring, there's an other mice, right? If it's in the straight, you put it on the other corner of the blood. You have a fire on the one corner, you put it on the other corner. So, that's going to be with other Shabbos also about what's on the block and the more closer and further. But for now, that's a very good switch tell to the ritual who says, Kiro Grufok Tumor. You can't have it on the fire. You can have it on top of something. That's another way to make that hecker. The only way to make the hecker is put it in a place where it can't actually be cooked. It would not usually actually be cooked, but that could be called Kenegan Amadura. The other way is to take even an empty pot. There's an empty pot or something in it. You can take a disposable pan. Turn it upside down, put it right over the fire, and put the coal on top of it, and put the coal on top of it. Okay. The Mishnah Brura and Shin Yud Ches, Chavkot and Tzadik Beis, brings the Rashba, Alva Eish Mavish, also in the Rabbonim, Neisha Nidra, to Mavashim. Okay. Shulchan Aruch HaRav is a little bit more modern, and I just want to go through him, because again, he gives us the whole clarity of everything we've seen from this point, which is as follows. He says, Chacholim Loi Hitiru, to put a pot onto the fire on Shabbos, the Chachomim were not matter. Clear words that can be. There is no Isser Bishol Be'etzem. Kigoy, how to know Isser Bishol? Shimu Bushel is not on top. It's already cooked from before. Shein Bishol Acha Bishol. By the way, this is good of Bishol Acha Bishol. We like the fact that it's one specific halacha on the Shabbos. And one specific halacha of Bishul, but it's where so much of the oneness of Bishul is. Again, Bishul Acha Bishul. This is where, yeah, the point is. Mutal Asimcha Eitzel Hamadudah. I feel the Lord is a yasir. But near the fire, even in a place that's hot, but it's not on the fire or a place where it normally would be cooking. Come off it. Shemamida al hakiro. Listen to these words. Shahu mokim shederech lavashul shom. The place where it's normal or usual to cook. So that really that plays out exactly in your shilas with the blood. Right? It has to fit with that line there. Mokim shederech lavashul shom. Whenever it's a mokim shederech lavashul shom, it's a place that you can't do it. When it's a mokim shederech lavashul shom, a place you could do it. By the way, I didn't have to get into this tonight. Also, I already having this discussion. I'll just say parenthetically. Now, one of the places where this shiloh comes up is, and as you saw, it's very common. I think it's got there also what they call the plata. Right? The plata, a lot of people, as you saw, will not put a cold pot onto a plata, and some will. And why? And the longest for those who are not there is, despite the fact that he left their work, right? Because we have all that pasta shabbos sitting on the plata, right? But the longest is that they say that chat is ten for Vashelson. You don't take a raw pot and put it onto the plot and cook. Plot is a warmer. It's not a cooker.
I have three platters. There's different ones. One is a coil that gets very hot.
Yeah.
But I have one that only goes to 225 degrees max. That should be no problem, right? Most of them go 225.
What's the third one?
There's one that you have to say you have to put an upside down 9x13 pan and put a tablet, otherwise it could cook.
It's a basic cooker. In other words, basically, we have, again, as I intend to really get some details of this, I'll walk a little nicer again. It's something that's called an electric range, or whatever they call it, right? Where you have some people have that as their vet there instead of their gambit. That's bad. So clearly, that's also, right? So, that's the error of your might even saw. I said, others will not do it on any plot at all. But okay, again, I'll hold my not getting into right now. Just used to get another illustration of the same question of where something is a place for visual, not a place for visual, but it's very much the point. Okay, so what's the eighth? It's an eighth is to take the food and put it on the side in a place where it's aimed better for Vashel with a kilo. Or to put it on top of a pot, which also is there for vashel, and therefore it's not nidik in the vashel, it's not mechzik in the vashel. But Moshe, in the Chaim Chelik Dalit, Simon Ayin Dalit, we have a whole bunch of truth in the sense of Shimon Ida, and in Bishol Ois Lama Dalit, he adds another suggestion, which is he says to use the radiator to heat up food, and he says over there you don't have to put anything in between, perhaps a kibbeh or anything, but again, the radiator is not a place to cook. Need I say that? Nobody cooks, I hope. Well, she cooks on the radiator, and therefore, it's definitely connected to put something down there, otherwise, like I heard somebody say, it's not a school in its own diet, so take a piece of chicken and put it right on the radiator. But the nice, in other words, even if you would enjoy it that way. But I'll go upon it, and again, the pshat of the chat, it's all based on the fact that, aim, bishul, acha, bishul, beyovish. That's the assertion. And therefore, the second bishul is better, not a bishul, because it's not accomplishing anything in that food, because the first bishul is still there. Since the first bishul is still there, the second bishul has nothing new to accomplish on something that was better already done. Okay. Now, question, fair question, which occurs to a lot of people is, so until I was talking about a dovi yovish, right? Is there such a thing as a dovi yovish? What does that mean? Doesn't every dovi yovish have a certain amount of moisture in it? So what about that? What about, why shouldn't we have a question and we haven't even gotten into this like a bishul malach? But theoretically right now, doesn't it have some kind of moisture in it of some degree? So what's going on to the territory? And therefore it's very clear that since basically every dry thing also has moisture in it, so obviously, that's not enough to make it cold and all the lach. It has to be that it has a significant amount of recognizable lachos, which is nikkel atma lachos. Sometimes you can have such a interesting smell on a piece of chicken, let's say, which is about to run all over the place. So, you've got to take that off, yeah? But the fact that it has moisture a little bit on it, I'm not worried, but we're not concerned about that. It's still called a dovi. Obviously, the little bit of lachos there is basically called part of the chaticha, the bottle, to the chaticha, and okay, we'll speak about that maybe soon. Okay. Now let's get into the back of some lach. somebody, let's say, wanted to do this right, he didn't want to get into the Moshe's Shaila Takadot, which we mentioned earlier with the tea leaves, which were previously toasted in the oven. So he wants to do it right, according to the Moshe, so he takes tea bags before Shabbos and creates what we Hamishan people call tea scents, what's called in English tea essence. And he takes a few tea bags and cooks it in some boiling water before Shabbos and created this stuff. Okay. But he left the cold. He didn't heat it up. He left the cold, sitting on the side. And now the question is, you have a cup of hot water, and you want to take a cold tea scent, mix it into the hot cup of water. Now, the tea scent, it's basha kol tarka, right? They did it all before Shabbos. It's basha kol tarka. And English law, habisho la lochayra, lochayra, it should be very simply and clearly mutter to do without any shayla. Azuri Paskin, the Rambam, the Rajba, the Ram, and Mochi Sherim, who that's what they said. Eves Olach Abishol, and the same thing is true, even Belach, which means the sauce, the juice, the drink, the liquid was cooked before Shabbos, and Eves Olach Abishol, and therefore it's Mute. But for whatever reason, the Halacha, the Pesach is, that it's Chosar to take this cold tisan and add it directly into hot water. What's the reason for that? What happened to Amish Allah Habishal? Didn't we just spell out that Kalor? And Amish Allah Habishal, what's going on over here there? So the Makoyah of this is, it starts over here. In Shabbos, Tafis Chasim and Beis, where Rashi says, when somebody's Magus, somebody mixes a pot on the fire, a cooked pot on the fire, even though it's a cooked pot, it's still Bishal, Rashi says. The Befreyish Mishnah is the Befreyish Mishnah. So how could Rashi say that you have a cooked thing, you're mixing it on the fire, let alone you want to be Mechadish, then mixing something is called Bishul, which is not Rashi's Kiddush, but that's the Kiddush father. And now you're taking this and you're telling me that in the Dovim of Bushul, I mixed it and it became Bishul. How is that? It is already cooked. Dr. Rosh. That the fact that Kol Shavuot B'Chavanos Nei Shabbos, Shoyimot B'Chavanos Nei Shabbos, which is the Mekorek and the Mishnah to the Halacha of Yishul, Hayu Dovo Yovesh, that only refers to a solid dry thing. Kegoyim Tam, the Goyim Tom, piece of chicken, he says, but something that is moist, yay, or wet, Ein Bishul Achav, Yesh Bishul Achav. And that is the Psak of the Mechavan Shulchan Aruch, Shem Yitches, Yitz Dalet, who says, Yesh Bishul Achabishul Balach. Shulchayra Tela, again, we have a clear blatter understanding of Ein Bishul Achabishul, which we understood. We're not taking these as this, our cultures over here, we have them smarter, so what's going on? How is it that suddenly something that makes perfect sense to us takes a left turn when it comes to Lach and becomes Yesh Bishul Achabishul? What's going on? What is the pshat of this Chumra and Lach? What the pshat is in that way? Why is it that Eivish Lach HaBishol be understood? Eivish Lach HaBishol Pshat is because what is the Bishol of a salad food, of a Dovid Ovish, is turning something from raw into cooked. Right? This is the process of softening it, the process of hardening it, and that is the Bishol. Now, what happens when it comes cold? You finish the process, and now it cooled off. Yeah? Question. That's no longer cooked. I'm listening. Has anybody ever thought that something that was cooked is not cooked, of course, cooked off? There's no such thing. Right? It's clear, the bishul is near, the bishul was done, and it's still there. And it hasn't disappeared. The bishul was still there. Right? So, what are you doing now? Nothing. There's nothing more that could be done. But with the water, haray, the whole shot of cooking in water is sort of here in commercial debate earlier. Because water, like we discussed, it can be drunk cold or hot the same way. So, what is it that makes water into bishul b'chalal? The bishul of liquid meroish is only turning it from cold into hot. That is what cooking, that's the definition of cooking when it comes to liquid. Right? That's the way you improve water, is by making it hot rather than cold. When it goes back to its previous coldness, nothing is left of the earlier bishul. And therefore, yesh bishul achabishul, because what was the word of ein bishul achabishul? Ein bishul achabishul, it's still here. What are you still doing that you already have? And the answer is, when it comes to liquid, You're doing a lot that you don't already have. Ah, you know, he's sorry for you. What's up with the bomb? What do I do with now? How does that change the fact that whatever I'm going to do now to the water is exactly the same thing that that was done the first time? Right? In other words, when it comes to Bishlach, Bishl, B'yavish, Shatis, it doesn't get undone. It's still here. Here it does get undone. And if it gets undone, well, it's the second time different than the first time, because it was done before. That has nothing to do with it. Again, in Bishlach, Bishl is not because you can't do something twice. It's because you saw the first one. And since the first one is still here, how are you coming with a second one on something that you already have the first one? It's not because per se you can't do something twice. If scientifically it was possible that you cooked something and then it became back raw and you cooked it again, you would do it any amount of time. That was good. Right?
So what about the shaman?
So shaman, again, shaman had nothing to do with visual condition. Shaman was just a muscle that was used of something that you can't affect any cooking yet. All the things besides shaman, the reason you can't do that is because we're ready in here, ready cooked. Shaman was with some other reason, of course, Dalekana, which is it's not cookable for some reason. But the Yeshayim still too, the Bishlach HaBishl is like shaman in terms of the fact that it doesn't have any more possibility to cook it. Then again, it's not because it was done once before, it's because it is done now, right here, it's here. This is a Mitzvah Tzchinuch Melechus Oifer, where he says, הטעם דאין בישול החבישול ביובש, ועדיין הפעולו הראשונים במקוימו עמדס. The first thing you did is still there. ולכן בלח, יש בישול החבישול, דאין הפעולו הראשונים יקרב. The first pull you did is no longer here, therefore you can't do it again. The deal with David also says, אז אבות, ביובש של הסבשול, נשתנה גופוי. The thing changed, ועדו ומניקר היתם של הסבשול. Take a look at it, you'll see it was cooked. Because it is cooked. He's using again a muscle, theoretical muscle, in order to be retired with LSA, but it says, look at the cooked thing. Did you tell that it was cooked? Absolutely, right? Abba Balach, inafu only keres, actual chav. Inafu only keres, again, you mean you only have a certain echotistic muscle, right? You can't, because you see, how do you know if the water was cooked or not? Yeah? Well, if it is hot, you know it was. Right? But if it was hot, what do you know about that? Right? Inafu only keres, Rak, as you have, I'm just telling you, if only cares about it, the Lord is bashful klal. It's as if it was never cooked, because even though it wasn't cooked, it is not cooked. Right now, it's not cooked. Right? It's the same thing as it was before. Chazanish, Zal Bazach, similar to Zayin Egli Tau, has a bigger arichas on this, which, won't go into right now, even though he has a fascinating scientific fact, because he's the first one who makes a point of saying that when you cook water, the first thing that happens is you kill the germs. It's just something being done in the water itself. He basically says, even after it cooled off, any driven mind will be shown location as Baslu, and they do have a fool, he says. He says, the doctors know about this. They cook water, it's not prepared as raw water. He doesn't use the word germs here. But he says, it's called Mishtana. And the bottom line is he comes out at the end by saying that as far as Bishul, the Shabbos, is concerned, that's not the part that we're concerned about. The part we're concerned about as far as Bishul is that cold is something that is difficult to appreciate or enjoy, cold water, unless you happen to be thirsty. But hot water, he says, you don't drink it because you're thirsty. It happens to have properties, he says, that should be shmack in all kinds of ways, and therefore it has to do the emes with heat rather than cooking. Adding heat rather than cooking. Well, that heat that you added or subtracted, therefore, it is the same, the second part of the first part, at the end it boils down, pardon the pun, to the same thing, which is that, like they said, heat and water is what it's all about, and when the heat is gone, you're ready to start from the beginning again. And this one, you could have Bishlach HaBishul Balach. Okay.
You made a soup.
If
you
built
a soup, you'd have to get cold.
That's like a true. I've wondered much about that myself, honestly. What if Shabbos in that, to say that soup will turn back into own soup. But it seems that, despite that I would say, despite the fact that it's not that level of Mishul Shavuot, it's done already, and that's not going to be undone. But once you have that in liquids, there is also a level of cooking that has to do with heat. So as long as I have that part of Bishul doesn't go away, but the other part of Bishul, which is the heat of it, in all liquids, heating something can be beneficial. Therefore, that fluff needs to be added, re-added again afterwards. So it will only be half of what was on the first one, like so. But let's call it, in other words, what does get as water can still be recooked. In as much as soup is also water, besides being soup, so it can still be recooked as a little bit of a plumbus. Yeah? What about wrong? No. It's that soup, once it's cooked, doesn't become uncooked. So why is it the same as it? Why do you still say he's bishul like a bishul? That's still fun. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. But again, so the chat is, the second bishul in lach is a new bishul. Why? Because the first bishul disappears. No yavish, ain't bishul like a bishul, because the first bishul is still there. Okay. Now, I want to hop around some more to the nice stuff. Get some of the young over here. Let's go into a halacha ma'aseh like a shayla. What happens if somebody sat down with a tea on Shabbos? Was happy, was made properly, also signed up. He sat down with a tea, with a sefer, and I asked a good salat, and he fell asleep. And now he wakes up, and his tea is not so spicy hot like he likes it. It's warm at this point. It's a warm tea. Lukewarm tea, he doesn't enjoy it. Question. Can you take boiling water and add it right into that tea? Add it into the tea because you want to heat it up further. One good shayla. Yeah? Another shayla. What happens if you have your tea kettle or your hot water kettle, as the case might be, on the block, but it was further away from the fire, right? Which brings us back to the salt shayla. And you want to turn it from warm in the outside weather, it's by moving it closer to the fire on the block itself. Question. Can you or can't you do either of these things on Shabbos? And even though these sound like two very different shilas, the Essam they are not two very different shilas, the Essam very much the same shilas. Which is like this. That portion, I'm going to say. If it was never cooked before Shabbos altogether, you definitely cannot do that. Something that was not cooked before Shabbos, wasn't heated up before Shabbos, you cannot do anything like this, and basically you're cooking it the first time on Shabbos. But what if something, the Essen, was Shabbos came in, you had a boiling tea kettle, and it was boiled up before Shabbos, and now as time passed over Shabbos, it wasn't that close to the fire, you know, some of the heat has gone lost, and it's warm now instead of boiling hot like it was. Is that mutter or not? So again, if it became completely cold, no question. Eish bishul acha bishul b'lach. Right? So even though you had a bishul before, but you didn't bishul acha bishul, and eish bishul acha bishul b'lach. Eish bishul acha bishul b'lach refers to water which has was hot, and now became cold. Liquid which was hot became cold. So, question. What if it didn't become completely cold? What if it was lukewarm? Why should lukewarm be any different than cold? That's really the question right now. And who says that? He's talking about. If it's Irayasi Levin's the question. Irayasi Levin's the question. So, Lechayra, you don't have cooked water. You're going to turn it into Yasi Levin's the question. You're going to take uncooked water and turn it into cooked water. Why should there be a child to be master of that since we know that you can't be master if it was cold? Even if there's a difference between cold and warm, as long as it's various degrees of things that are not Yasi not Levin's the question. So, the Shita said, Amor is Azir. If it's boiling, even if it has, I feel in dollar shape, it's been morok, which means something that has liquid in it, still water to put it, connected, I'm going to do it even more, because I have to let this boil, no problem if it's boiling. Yeah? So it doesn't sound very good for our child. But then he says, the meaning is that it's to be made if it didn't get completely cooled off. Right? In other words, if any of the previous heat is still left in it, it's mutter. What's the pshat? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav adds a few words of definition to this minig laheter, which we Ashkenazi Jews have. He says, Not lohokel loyim stan legamri, elo, it didn't get completely cooled off, rather what? Elo ro yadayim lechem machos kami musay. Which means it's still edible or drinkable, as the case may be, because of the heat that's there. Which means, as long as it could still be drunk as tea, right? It could still be considered, it's a tea. It's a tea, yeah? Why is it a tea? Because it was cooked before. And now, something that's left. There's something here left of what you did with it. So let's remember what our...
So if you kept your sense warm, you kept your sense warm because you kept it near it, so now you can add to the hot water.
Exactly. In other words, if it was boiled, then now it still has some of the warmth left. Different story. But why? Again, if we go back down slower, we're going to figure out why. So again, what's the heter here? So the heter is, if it's still edible slash drinkable based on the previous cooking, even though it's only a drop of heat at this point, it's still mustard to put it closer to the fire and turn it down to the leather's boy, or to add boiling water as they heat it off, it was all the shilas that we asked, right? Now, if we remember, there was no other chapter. Yes, there were a number of places in relation to Gimel, Shem, Kess, yes. The water is not gas in London, is what he says. So why don't I say now that Bishlach and Bishlach Balach? So, Shafi Zazari, let's go back to Shulchan Aruch Rav and what he said, and all this water that we use in Tona. Which is, what will we understand? Why is it that there is Bishlach and Bishlach Balach? Because as we expressed it, the first Bishlach is no longer here, it disappeared. What does this have to do with anything? The fact that it was cooked before is completely irrelevant. Because none of it is extant anymore, right? That was the Nekudah. Therefore, what did the Shulchan Aruch Rav say? He said, Bishul, Bishul Balach is when you turn it from cold into hot. But, however, when something is still raw, you lack on Machmas Chamim Musay, which means, the first Bishul didn't disappear. You can still drink it as a warm drink. Right? It's still drinkable that way. So it wasn't done. The first bishul that was there is still here. It's still liquor mamashka. So we had that lashon tefillah with David. He said, "Tefillah was said." I understand. I don't even know that this was cooked before. Again, it wasn't about the idea and the chasam idea. It was his simon with David. Chapter. There's nothing left over here anymore. Right? Whatever you did originally is gone. So whatever you're doing now is starting from the beginning. Based on that, we understand that the chapters under our law. In other words, you can't tell me the first Bishul is gone. It's not gone. It's right there. So I do Bishul Achabishul. Bishul Achabishul, by definition, when it's defined as Bishul Achabishul, is always gone. The problem is that usually, by lock, it's not called Bishul Achabishul. It's not Achabishul because Bishul is no longer around. But it is around. So maybe Lahawaka. Once the water was boiled, and as of now, it still did not get completely cooled off. It's mutter to move it around on the blast, to make it closer to the fire, to add more heat, and also to do the same thing by adding actual boiling water into the lukewarm water, which again, is still considered cooked because it's still there. And now you can make, now you're just making a warm thing hotter, which is, for these purposes, the same thing as doing that in yavish. Like taking a cold yavish and making it hot. You can't do a lot, you can't do it completely cold. But when it's not completely cold, and it still has some of the first bishul left, it's the same thing as English or bishul biyodish, which means you can warm it further. Warming is not cooking. So no should be bad. Okay. Now again, I'm just going to stress one more time. This is all when the tafshil is a dover lot. But when the izom lot was in a dover yodish, so changing the secondary marginal part of whatever seems part of the tafshil, it's not causing us even to pay attention to all together, and it's insignificant. Okay. So again, let's make it clear. This is all when it comes to bishul achal bishul. What about bishul meikara? Just to cook something never was cooked before, but I definitely also. Therefore, one thing a person needs to be careful with. Let's say somebody has a dry challah, and you take it out of the freezer. Now, also, when you take a challah out of the freezer, you'll have some glob of ice on it. Now that ice, by the way, on the other side, you all know, that ice was never cooked before, right? You have to make sure to take the ice off of the challah, otherwise you may call it cooking the ice, which never was cooked before. By the way, a frozen challah, it's not for the purpose of eating it, so obviously you're going to have to heat it up. But if it's for the lechem mishnah, you can use the challah frozen as is. It's not mukta, and it's perfect to see the lechem mishnah, because they can use for that. But if they do want to heat it up on the pot, so again, ein afiyo, achal afiyo, who's the one who brought up before, that what about cooking or baking also the Jews. So yeah, so the halacha is again, putting a challah on a dry source of heat, which is the top of leather, in the case maybe when it's mutter, or the top of a pot, that's not for cooking, that's nice for baking, it's dry heat. And therefore, it's mutter as long as you make sure that you don't end up with that. Okay, let's go to another shadow. What about a person has lakshim, noodles, pasta, yeah? And you want to add it into boiling soup on Shabbos, yeah? So it's mutter. Why is it mutter? It's going to be a chiddush at this point. And it's like a bishul, party. Lakshim is cooked, and it's like a bishul. You put it right into the boiling soup without a problem at all, yeah? And gladly there are a lot of Yidin who have that minig that on Shabbos they stick to lakshim back. Not only that, you can put it into the pot, in the cremation as well, right? You can't put it on the fire, but why? I don't know the visual. That's it, right? In other words, that's the answer. This is the only message of the mass. But there is no visual, because again, ain't visual, I have visual, then. It's not a visual. Makes it, well, what do you do? Either you take the pot off the fire, put the lotion into the pot, oh, you put a train into the bowl, right? The money because that, I don't know why, I don't know, he told me years ago that he was a mashgiach in a camp and in a kitchen, he made sure that they shouldn't put the lakshim into the soup bowl before they put the soup in, because they don't irritably reach it straight off of the lakshim. So, not a problem, right? Not a problem at all, the famous rock condition. Now, let's get into one more thing, which it's the tea is fitting in half an hour. What if somebody wants to add spices into the soup? Right? So first of all, I'm going to talk about some of the common spices, which is pepper, paprika, onion powder. These are spices which were not previously cooked. According to the Matthias, the best of my research, these spices are not previously cooked. Since they're not previously cooked, adding them into a flirishon is a shiloh of bishon. So therefore, you cannot add those spices into a clear ishay. What I have researched and found is that garlic powder is previously cooked. Garlic powder is previously cooked. Why? I don't know. You know, that's the manufacturer. But it seems that garlic powder is previously cooked, and the other spices, the other three that I mentioned, are not previously cooked. And therefore, since the Mishnah Shabbos that says, Mishnah Shabbos of Chomer Yom Beis, well, that to add spices into clear is mutter. A klisheni does not cook tavlin, and it's a halacha, the pasuk of Shulchan Aruch. It's in Shin Ches if Yud, which is, it says, you can't do eerily klirishay onto spices. But Shulchan Aruch Rav over there points out that to put spices into klisheni is mutter, even though it's yachin out. So therefore, that's the eitzah. If somebody wants to add those other spices besides garlic powder into the soup, do it in a klisheni. If you want garlic powder, you should be able to add it even into the creation of doing this off the fire, because again, in Bishul HaKadishul, and that was already previously cooked. Just to finish off that point there, Shmi Shalos Kolchasa wants to say that all those Makayas that I just brought, just Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, Nishkarayu, he says, they're talking about spices, what happened in the old days. He says, just put a piece of pepper, with a piece of onion, with a piece of garlic, and that's the reason why it was mutter to put it into klisheni. But he says, but the powders, he says, they can be cooked even in a klisheni. Right? So, again, klesnish, that's not what was always makobel. And klo, we can be massaged over here, the sheetas that are makel bachlal, that you take out from the pot with a ladle. Use a ladle to take the soup out, that's already a klisheni. And that's not muskum ala kol, but at least for these purposes, definitely can spell that too. To turn that into klisheni, and then in that case, the bowl would be klishlishi, and in that case, nobody would hold that it should be any issue to add any spices at all to the soup. Yeah. All right.